Let's read together Ezekiel chapter 1. In this first chapter of Ezekiel, we have the great vision of the glory of God that Ezekiel received when he was called by the Lord to be a prophet. Ezekiel chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Now it came in the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Kibar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw the visions of God. On the fifth day of the month, which was in the fifth year of King Jehoiakim's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, or Babylonians, by the river Kibar, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. Then I looked, and behold, a whirlwind was coming out of the north, a great cloud with raging fire engulfing itself, and brightness was all around it, and radiating out of its midst like the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. Also from within it came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Each one had four faces, and each one had four wings. Their legs were straight, and the soles of their feet were like the soles of calves' feet. They sparkled like the color of burnished bronze. The hands of a man were under their wings, on their four sides, and each of the four had faces and wings. Their wings touched one another. The creatures did not turn when they went, but each one went straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, each had the face of a man. Each of the four had the face of a lion on the right side. Each of the four had the face of an ox on the left side. And each of the four had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, their wings stretched upward. Two wings of each one touched one another, and two covered their bodies. And each one went straight forward. They went wherever the spirit wanted to go, and they did not turn when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches going back and forth among the living creatures. The fire was bright, and out of the fire went lightning. And the living creatures ran back and forth in appearance like a flash of lightning. Now as I looked at the living creatures, behold, a wheel was on the earth beside each living creature with its four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their workings was like the color of beryl. And all four had the same likeness. The appearance of their workings was, as it were, a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they moved, they went toward any one of four directions. They did not turn aside when they went. As for their rims, they were so high they were awesome. And their rims were full of eyes all around the four of them. When the living creatures went, the wheels went beside them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Wherever the Spirit wanted to go, they went, because there the Spirit went, and the wheels were lifted together with them, for the Spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When those went, these went. When those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up together with them, for the Spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. The likeness of the firmament above the heads of the living creatures was like the color of an awesome crystal stretched out over their heads. And under the firmament, their wings spread out straight, one toward another. Each one had two which covered one side, and each one had two which covered the other side of the body. When they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of many waters, like the voice of the Almighty, a tumult like the noise of an army. And when they stood still, they let down their wings. A voice came from above the firmament that was over their heads. Whenever they stood, they let down their wings. And above the firmament over their heads was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was the likeness with the appearance of a man high above it. Also from the appearance of his waist and upward, I saw as it were the color of amber, with the appearance of fire all around within it. And from the appearance of his waist and downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire with brightness all around, like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day. So was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. So when I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard a voice of one speaking. Let's begin our study of Ezekiel chapter 1 with some background notes. Wow, what a vision. Notice that this is not a dream, but a vision that God gave to Ezekiel. This reminds us of the vision that John had of our Lord in Revelation chapter 4, doesn't it? And you'll notice that John's reaction was the same as Ezekiel's. he fell on his face in worship. Now, I challenge anyone here to draw a diagram of this vision. Exactly what did Ezekiel see? There are a lot of details here, and if you try to draw a diagram of exactly what Ezekiel saw, you will find that it is not that easy, even though a very detailed description is given. One thing is certain, however. Ezekiel did not see a flying saucer. That's for sure. Ezekiel saw a theophany. A theophany is a visible manifestation of God. Specifically, Ezekiel saw a visible manifestation of the glory of God, as verse 28 says. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. All of the symbolic details of this theophany contribute to the glory of God in some way. In fact, the overall theme of the prophecy of Ezekiel is the glory of God. The Lord's glory is referred to 16 times in the book of Ezekiel. Even though there is a lot of material in the book of Ezekiel concerning the judgment of God, the overriding theme of the book is the glory of God. So a brief outline of Ezekiel's prophecy would be as follows. Chapters 1 through 24, the departure of God's glory. Chapters 25 through 32, the scope of God's glory. And chapters 33 through 38, the return of God's glory. We see from the first three verses of chapter 1 that Ezekiel was a captive in Babylon when God gave him this vision. He was living with the rest of the captives in some kind of prisoner or refugee camp by the river Kebar. This was a side river or canal that flowed into the Euphrates River. Ezekiel had been taken into captivity in 597 BC, along with King Jehoiakim, as we see in verse 2. It is now 5 years later, and Ezekiel has just turned 30 years of age. Now, this is significant because we see in verse 3 that Ezekiel was a priest, and according to the law, this was the year Ezekiel would have entered the priesthood if he had remained in Jerusalem. The temple was still standing in Jerusalem at this time. The temple was not destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar until 586 BC. So most of the book of Ezekiel contains prophecies that were given before the final fall of Jerusalem to the Babylonians. This is important to realize when it comes to the meaning of the vision of the glory of God. And that brings us then to our doctrinal or teaching points for Ezekiel chapter 1. Doctrinal point number 1, God must judge his wayward people. God must judge his wayward people. What was the Lord communicating to Ezekiel in this great vision of the glory of God? That God must judge his wayward people is certainly the main message that God is communicating to Ezekiel in this vision. We know this for sure from what we read in Ezekiel chapter 43. In chapter 43, Ezekiel has a vision of the return of the glory of the Lord, and he compares it to this vision of Ezekiel chapter 1. I'm reading Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 3. It was like the appearance of the vision which I saw, like the vision which I saw when he came to destroy the city. The visions were like the vision which I saw by the river Kebar, and I fell on my face. So Ezekiel tells us here in chapter 43 that the vision of chapter 1 was a vision of God in his glory coming to destroy the city of Jerusalem. The nation of Judah had forsaken the Lord and his word. They had broken God's covenant with them. God was allowing his wayward people to be conquered by the Babylonians. This was the judgment of God. Now notice several features of this vision which emphasize the judgment of God. Ezekiel saw the throne chariot of God coming in a storm wind from the north. The enemies of Judah always swept in and attacked Jerusalem from the north. And that's the way the Babylonians would come and conquer Jerusalem and destroy the temple. Verse 24 even says that the sound was like the noise of an army. The four living creatures with their four faces and four wings, along with their associated fast-moving wheels with rims full of eyes, emphasize the omniscience of God. God sees all and knows all as the perfect judge. The burning coals and fire and lightning all speak of God's judgment. God must judge his wayward people. As God had to judge his wayward people Israel, so God must judge his wayward people today. God cannot sweep sin under the rug, and he doesn't look the other way when people sin. As believers, our sins are eternally forgiven. But when we walk away from the Lord to do our own thing, the Lord must discipline us as a good heavenly Father in order to bring us back to himself. God must judge his wayward people. Doctrinal point number two. God will not forsake his wayward people. God will not forsake his wayward people. Now you can imagine how the captives must have felt there in Babylon. They probably thought that God had forsaken them. They realized that they were captives in Babylon because God's law had said, in no uncertain terms, that if they would turn away from the Lord, he would uproot them from their own land and cast them into a foreign land. Read Deuteronomy chapters 28 and 29 in this connection. But now there was a note of hope. The fact that Ezekiel received this vision of the glory of God in Babylon showed that God was still willing to communicate with his people. God had not cast off his people forever. And there were the prophecies about God restoring his people, and the captives knew about these prophecies. So this vision of God's glory, even though the main message was that God must judge his people, would still be an encouragement to Ezekiel and the captives because it would also mean that God had not forsaken his people. And the appearance of the rainbow above the Lord and his throne chariot here in the vision emphasized the never-ending faithfulness of God to his people. Remember, the rainbow was the sign of the Noahic covenant and God's promise of faithful preservation. God will not forsake his wayward people. And that includes you, if you're a true believer in the Lord Jesus as your Savior. When the Lord says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, that he will never leave us nor forsake us, there are no strings attached. God will not forsake his wayward people. Aren't you glad about that? Amen. What about practical application from Ezekiel chapter 1? What will your reaction be when you see the Lord? What will your reaction be when you see the Lord? You know, I once had a Christian say to me that when he saw the Lord, he was going to run up and give Jesus a big hug. Well, I think my reaction is going to be more like Ezekiel's. When Ezekiel saw the glory of the Lord, he fell on his face, verse 28. When we see the Lord in all his glory in a coming day, that would certainly be the appropriate reaction, to fall on our faces in worship. According to Philippians 2:10, every knee will bow to the Lord in the future. Unbelievers will be forced to bow the knee in judgment. Believers will be privileged to bow the knee in worship. What will your reaction be when you see the Lord?